All right. Oh, 3 minutes to do two chapters. Chapter 17 and 18, we can do it. I want you to write down two scriptural references that you're going to just have to go study on your own. You will easily be able to see the connection to what we're going to talk about. Isaiah chapter 47 and Jeremiah chapter 50 and 51. Isaiah chapter 47 and Jeremiah 50 and 51. What are these passages about? They are about the judgment of Babylon the Great. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters. With her the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries." Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into the desert. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and ten horns. Now, we know what that is. That's the symbol of the Antichrist, having to do with the ten kings that he comes up in the midst of. He overthrows three, and the other seven give him their power. She held a golden cup in her hand filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. This title was written on her forehead: Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, and of the abominations of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of those who bore to the testimony of Jesus. Now skip over to verse 15. Then the angel said to me, "The waters you saw where the prostitute sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The beast and the ten horns you saw will hate the prostitute." So we have a relationship here between this woman who was originally riding the beast. She is incorporated with the beast, but at some point in time, they turn on each other. "The beast and the ten horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire, for God has put it into their hearts to accomplish his purpose by agreeing to give the beast their power to rule until God's words are fulfilled. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth." Now, there's probably no area in the book of Revelation that is cause for more speculation and debate as to who is this, who is Babylon the Great. And I would have to tell you that initially, and still have some leanings towards this area, that America may very well be Babylon the Great. And I have friends who would say absolutely not. I would suggest that to you simply because of this. If you go all the way back to the Tower of Babel, God separates the languages and separates the people groups. If you look at what America is attempting to do now, because of technology, because of this melting pot mentality, it is almost as if we are trying to thwart the division that God intended to slow our progress. Now, don't panic. I'm not saying that God institutionalized racism and we should just go along with it. That's not what God did at all. He created a situation where we just wouldn't get along good enough for us to progress as fast as we could. We have now reached a place in human history where technology can usurp the language barrier and the time and distance barrier of humans. So the world is functioning as Babylon, as the Tower of Babel. Now there are others who say, no, this is a picture of the religious side or the religious facet of the kingdom of the Antichrist. Remember, we said it had two streams: the political, economic control, and the religious. I lean very hard in this direction too. I do believe that's what this is talking about. So who is this great city? Well, most people believe, or many people believe, that we are referring to, and forgive me if this offends your background or relatives, but it is referring to Vatican City in Rome. Folks, the Roman Empire never went away. It has continued to exist in a different form, but the bottom line is, via the British Empire, the Roman system really never died. In fact, if you go to Washington and really research our form of government, this may be a surprise to some of you, but we are not a democracy. We are a federal republic patterned after the Republic of Rome. Why we have a Senate, all right? It is not a pure democracy because they do not bring every issue to you to vote. You have a representative that you send to Washington. The pattern for that is Rome. I don't want to micromanage the prophecy. What do we know? That connected with the beast system, Babylon the Great is going down. And chapter 18 and those passages that I told you to go read later give the vivid description of the absolutely cataclysmic destruction that God pours out. And it is interesting that his wrath is roused so great towards the religious entity of this system. Why? Because it's apostate. It is not biblical. It is not of God. It is a merging of all faiths with no truth in the Word of God. That is why she is called the harlot. She is an adulteress. She will sleep with anybody. Forgive me for being graphic, but that's the picture. And I have to share with you folks that many in the church today are a good picture of that. We seem to have little or no discernment between what is truly from the Word of God and from His Spirit. I mean, every wind of doctrine comes down the pike, and it just seems like people just flock to it.
I'm going to stop, lest I get myself in bigger trouble. The Bible
interprets the Bible. The waters are peoples and language and nations, and the woman is the great city. Some people say the great city is Rome. Some people say the great city is New York. Some people say the great city is Vatican City in Rome. We will wait and see. But regardless of who it is, we had better understand how God feels about her. He hates her with a passion. And in chapter 18, he pours out his wrath. I want to call your attention before we stop to chapter 18 and verse 4. Then I heard another voice from heaven say, "Come out of her. Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes." If you want to avoid the judgment on Babylon, get out of her. And he said, "Well, you're saying I've got to leave America?" No. I am saying you have got to be ready to make a choice. And if the day comes when this prophecy becomes more clear, and the rest of the church is going wholesale down the road of apostasy, wash your hands and walk away. Folks, in the tribulation, we will not be getting together on Sunday morning in this fine facility. You will not be able to call your pastor to come by your bedside and pray. You will be a person who stands before your God and either believes Him or you don't. It is wonderful that we have these opportunities now, but I fear that we are soft. You know, there are people, especially from the pre-tribulation background, the pre-trib rapture background, who say, "Well, the church is never mentioned from Revelation chapter 4 all the way to Revelation chapter 19. And that's really not true. It is mentioned every time the saints are mentioned, but it is not mentioned in the context that we are functioning as congregations. We will not be functioning as congregations. We will be functioning as families of faith. And we will be working together because we trust the Lord. Come out of her." Are you ready to walk away from the church if you see her go apostate? If you see her join her voice with the Antichrist, will you discern the truth and say, "No, I will not have anything to do with that"? When you hear people in her pulpits berating and condemning Israel, will you stand up and say, "No"? Will you discern the truth? Will you come out of her? What about the political economic system? Are you prepared to love not your life so much that you will say, "Look, I know I can't go buy food, not for me and not for my family, but I am not going to take that mark"? Let me warn you about something that I never thought I would believe would have been said, but it has actually been said. There is one or two in the pre-tribulation rapture camp that are actually advising people that if our government begins to issue some sort of mark at this time, it is okay to take it. Their reasoning? we're still here, and the rapture hasn't happened, so it couldn't be the mark. Folks, that is a serious roll of the dice. Don't take the mark. And don't just not take it when it comes physically. Don't take it today. Let's step back from what's going on in the world and say, is this really of God? If the only evidence I had to give before the Lord that I was a believer was my checkbook, would I get in? Would my checkbook and the way I have handled the gifts of God reveal to God that I am one of His? Don't play with their system today, because if you play by it today, we'll play by it tomorrow. Jeremiah chapter 51 and 56 simply says, flee from Babylon.